Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, Ilona Europa. Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. I know whole world is listening and whole world is watching us on Facebook, which is very, very cool. Now we can hear voices and we can hear wonderful faces of our guests. Then we really appreciate that. And I'm hoping people start getting used to listening and watching us more and more. Like always, you never know. This is a live show, and whatever is happening right now. It's almost like in Vegas. What stays in Vegas or happens in Vegas stays in like the same here. Then, like in a live show, we are waiting for two more guests, and they are stuck in traffic. Maybe they can make it, or maybe they cannot. If not, we'll be having them next week. But we'll be giving them a little bit advertisement for the good event. Then maybe let's start from introducing my wonderful guest. We have a continuation of the segment, and this is the most tasty, happy, just delicious segment ever. I hope next year we'll be tasting everything on Accent On too, and the people can also know right away how certain things maybe taste. But yes, what I'm talking about is a cuckoo liqueur. One more time. We have our owner, founder with us. And this cuckoo liqueur just drives me crazy because when you open this bottle, you need to right away order another one. And why? Because it's so sweet, it's so delicious, and it's healthy. It's gluten-free, and it's good for desserts, and good for any parties. It's guys love too. Why do they like this alcohol? Because it's sweet. I think owner need to explain us what is so special about cuckoo liqueur. Peter, Piotr, Vrubel. Yes.
Hello, everyone.
And we also have, because we'll go back to talk to another guest, you brought today with you, gentlemen, Dumi. What is your real name, like full name?
The full name is Dumi Sunny Maraire Jr.
Okay, it's perfect. Accent On. I love your accent.
Can next, roll the R's.
Yeah, nice. Next, right away, next question will be, where are you from?
So my family's from Zimbabwe.
Yay!
Born in Seattle. I love L.A.
Of course. I am from Poland. Peter is from Poland. This is a perfect accent. All of us have some type of accents. But Dumi, you have the coolest one, here.
Thank you. It's a little weird. So when I'm in America, they say I have a bit of a Zimbabwean accent. When I'm in Zimbabwe, they say I have an American accent. So wherever I go. Oh,
yeah. You have an accent. You belong to Accent On. And then we know that Peter Vrubel, he is an owner and founder of the company that is called Cuckoo Liqueur. And you, Dumi, you are?
So I'm a photographer, and me and Peter with Cuckoo, we've been working together with my company, LA Club Pics. That's my nightlife portfolio. So it's a lot of nightlife photography. We've been doing a lot of events, and Cuckoo and Peter have been very, very supportive of the project. So
wonderful. And now I know that your great pictures, they will be probably everywhere where Peter goes.
Exactly.
And we'll be getting used to the brand more and more. Because I think this bottle is beautiful, Peter. You know, you need to tell us a little bit more. For people who didn't listen to our first segment 1 month ago, we'll be seeing Peter probably four more times because this is 6 month segment for very special guest of mine. And I think Kukulika really deserves special look at this brand, and we need to grow this company and a little greater accent on and hard. And we all tried the alcohol. We love it. That's why you are here. Then tell us one more time, Peter, how and where the idea came from and where are you now?
Yeah, though. So this is my family recipe from 100 years old recipe from my grandfather to my father. Then to me, I did start it 2006 just for fun for 7 years playing with to make the purest Belgium dark chocolate liqueur in the world, because this product it's really has no cream, no gluten, no adding trans fat, only 0.4 gram of fat. It's like drinking candy bar.
Right. You need to be much slower with this description. We are in LA. Everybody's thin here or tries to get thin, and we eat and eat and eat, and we are then spending money on all this exercise. But this alcohol is like health. Healthy alcohol, if I can say it, because slowly, what about fat content?
It's not adding trans fat, no saturated fat, so it's only 0.4 gram of fat. The chocolate, Belgium chocolate used in this chocolate liqueur is without the fat. So this is like a Dutch process, and under the pressure of cold water, the all fat it's going out from the cocoa. And the best essence it's been used, you know, it's to mix with the best spirits with a little bit infusion of rum. So that's why it has
a kick and
the whole taste.
I know in LA we have six p.m. Timed and nothing wrong. We're drinking a little bit, and I need to tell.
See how thick it is. It's like,
oh my God. Gosh, okay, this is, people, is not why I have my show, but on another hand, that's the perks of the show. Then I will describe the taste of this amazing, amazing liqueur. It's chocolatey. I have one bottle in home. And it's chocolatey, it's thick, but not thick like, you know, that you feel like this is child toppings on the ice cream. No. It has for sure chocolate taste, but my gosh, the zest of pure alcohol, whatever you put this, you call this a rum, what you are making, what you are adding?
This is neutral grain spirits mixed with a little bit of rum. So that's how I had like mixed taste. And you can smell it too, but our listener cannot smell, but smell is the best. I stop people, I don't drink alcohol. Do you want to smell? Smell from the barrel like, you know what,
it's just taste. Fresh and clean. You know, sometimes when you have funky alcohols, it's just you are like, bleh, I don't want to. But you are right, mixture with chocolate. And what I like, the consistency. Because, you know, it's not thick like liquors, and it's just not like watery. It's just really, really special. Then lady who loves sweet stuff, I feel like this is enough of dessert for me at night when I come back home. I just can have this little thing, something like that. And life is just beautiful right away.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
Chocolate
is love, yeah.
Yes.
You mentioned that this is a family recipe. And by saying family, we need to understand that we are going to like beginning of 1900. Okay, talk to us. We love the story. Soon we'll be writing book about you, and then we need to know everything. Okay.
So my grandfather was not only making chocolate. He passed to my father making some other liquors as well. Like, you know, we call it schnapps. Because
yes.
We've been mixed
Germany
with,
too.
Yeah, different yes. type of fruits and stuff and wines. So there was like almost every family, they had something. And yes, then the chocolate liqueur, it's like limoncello, it's like a chocolate cello because it's been used spirits. So in category of Italians, they call this chocolate cello.
And we are talking spirits in
yes.
the alcohol. The first alcohol was much, much stronger. Yes, the first
yes.
cuckoo. Okay, but the name was already the same like right now. How does this work?
Oh
my gosh, it's so good.
the name cuckoo liqueur, because cuckoo bird is coming out from the clock. It's 5 to 12, so it's cuckoo time. And my father was calling this cuckoochka. This is kind of, the taste is a little bit similar to the those cuckoochka candies.
Yes, in Poland
we
love this type of candies. When I was young, though, that was really, really unusual because we were children, but we were allowed to eat this candies, and inside you had very similar taste with a little bit of alcohol. Parents allowed us to eat this one. You know, yeah, kukuechka, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Dad, you said this was your grandfather,
yes.
Okay? And then he had much stronger alcohol, which now in America nobody will allow to sell this.
I'm pretty sure they will allow it, but it's just not popular. Everything in Europe, it's stronger.
This will put you to sleep right now if this would be the old, real, old world alcohol. But that's a good enough. How many percentage again?
20%, 40 proof. Before the one was 75 proof, so that was really kicking.
That's a knockout.
To me, that's really, I don't know, your pictures are a little danceable after when you drink this one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a wise decision to partner up with Cuckoo.
That's the additional fun, yes?
Yeah.
Somebody will say, this is typical party alcohol, but I will say that's the alcohol that everybody needs to have in home, because it's mood, you know, you just pick up your mood right away, and you don't want to drink a lot. You cannot be like really drinking this one. You have one little sips and you are done for the night, I think.
Yes, but usage is so many applications. You can do with strawberry shooters. If you go on our website, I should bring the banana, make the banana split. Mm. We'll have a banana shots, which is amazing.
Okay, show us that.
This is vanilla, the ice cream.
I know people cannot see clearly, but what we have here, we have a recipe for a few different drinks, yes?
Yes.
That you can create a mixture of it. And what I see here, martini, cuckoo martini. Oh my gosh, mixture with vodka. Which we are adding little power to this alcohol.
The martinis as well, yes.
And also you have cuckoo orange peel. Oh, that must be so fresh and delicious. And yes, you are adding orange juice and, of course, a few different things. But people go to the website and www.cuckooliqueur.com. And if people don't know how to spell liqueur, go to my website, Accent on the Facebook, and just check all of this link. But it's cookoliqueur.com. And I'm laughing, but I spelled wrong liquor, like Polish name, like European liquor, you know. I'm like, whoa, something's missing here. I'm like, whoa, it's one E in the end of the word. That www.cookoliqueur.com. And we have these recipes. We have the cuckoo martini. We have cuckoo orange peel. We have cuckoo ice cream shots. What's that?
Oh, cuckoo ice cream shots. It's amazing. You know, you just put the ice cream. We call this also cool vanilla pecan because we put the pecan on the top of it. Oh, it's amazing.
Okay. And what is the red one?
The red one, strawberry shooters. Amazing.
Come on. What else?
You hold out strawberry, pour inside a little bit of whipped cream. Great shooter. Great party, ice cream, great with coffee, great with espresso.
Oh, with coffee, right.
Yes.
But who is creating this gorgeous different drinks, mixture of drinks?
Lots of those are mine. I used to be a bartender, so long time ago in Chicago, so I got some kind of my background, and I love to mix, so I always mix in my life.
Good creativity.
Something, you know.
that's DJs, huh? Like in a club. They mix tapes all the time. Mixing is the best. Yeah. And then you came to America many, many years ago, around 30 years ago, to Chicago.
Yes.
You were a businessman. You had a completely different company. And I would love to mention that any time in your lifetime when you decide to switch to something else in your life and just decide to change your profession or do something that you were dreaming about, the time is always right to make this decision. for you after how many years in a dentistry business? How many years?
30 years.
30 years.
Wow.
And you, what you were doing?
I'm a dental technician. I was a dental technician at the dental lab, dental office. So
did you create a nice,
yes,
nice crowns, teeth?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
I do crowns. I do veneers. I used to make. Playing
with I need him, two him, crowns. Him. Why you got, are no dentist?
He's still
also
got the whitest teeth.
He's got the most beautiful. Yeah, yes. Oh gosh, this is so expensive in America. Doing teeth here—that's a good business. And making alcohol. Two good businesses.
There you, go.
you cut through. Then for 30 years, you just decided, okay, time to change.
Yes.
To do something else. You knew through all of these 30 years that you would like to create a cuckoo car. Alcohol here. All this that happened, you know, in the end of 30 years of working in the dentistry business. When did you start thinking seriously?
After a few years, when I start perfecting the recipe, and I knew this is the one, I knew nothing like that is on the market. I just was pushing more and more, and finally I make it happen, and just with my passion and goals and achievements, I just like jump to the ocean.
And the creating also look of the bottle, is this your idea?
Yes.
Honestly, this is very unusual color.
Mm-hmm. It's like a piece of chocolate.
Yes, you want to bite on it and crack on that and say, whoa, you know. Yeah, you are so right. And it's beautiful. And when you take to your hands, it has this like old feel of something very, very special. You know, the glass is, what is this? Very.
It's a glass, of course.
The sound is unusual.
Because
it's heavy.
Because cuckoo's inside, that's why.
Oh, my God.
The sound is like a cuckoo sound, you know.
That's an unusual sound for the glass. But this is a glass, of course, it's very heavy and beautiful. Yeah.
You have nails, you know. So.
Oh, maybe that's the reason. Not now, when we see this bottle, very unusual, looking like a chocolate bar, a big, thick one from Germany or from Dutch or somewhere, we see the really beautiful logo. I just love this logo. And it's so much. I enjoyed the bird, the cuckoo bird. Then I asked my wonderful friend who came here a week ago. She also has, I need to drink more. She has the business that is called The Gift Princess. And I told her, Karen, you know, you need to create some cool, sparkly t-shirt because this alcohol and girls that go together, but we want sparkles. And she said, yeah, of course I can do for your friend one. Then I will show you people how friendly Accent On can be. We are pairing not only guests together, but also businesses and ideas. And I'm hoping people like what I will show people right now. One moment. Okay. I'm hoping that people see.
Woo-hoo.
But this is cuckoo that sparks. And I think everybody wants to spark. And
cuckoo.
Special cuckoo, yes. Cuckoo. Special our girls who love to drink chocolate with little alcohol. They will enjoy having t-shirts like that under the nice jackets, especially
great.
In a club, and
that's
with
great.
Different colors.
Yeah.
For the girls, then I think, Karen, we are onto something.
Yeah,
nightclub,
yeah.
Sparkly dancing.
Those are very nice.
This is so nice. Then probably sooner or later, Mr. Peter Rubel will contact you, and who knows,
yes.
You know, then the girls will be dancing with beautiful cuckoo bird.
With some amazing pictures.
And then they will be also carrying these very good bottles with them to home because you need to have, everybody needs to have one. How can we get this bottle? How we can order? That was the first question when I talk about your alcohol. People say, oh, where we can buy it? How we can get this alcohol?
I'm in many stores. You have to go and check me on website.
You don't make this easy.
Go on location and just, you know, put your zip code. You can order online.
Then one more time. You said you can order online,
yes.
For strangers,
mm-hmm.
Completely strangers who listen.
To your door.
How, again, how you are?
Yeah, you can order online. We have special price. We have big discount, so that's then cover the shipping.
Then if people go to your website, because that's what you call online, yes? And
yes.
We go to Cuckoo Liqueur, you are popping
yes,
up
yes.
on the top right away. And yeah. then you go to website, and then in the contact or in one of the links is how to order.
Yes, you can go on. Also, you can go on Facebook, and it's like buy button, click.
That's probably different from yes. everybody. And
then you can like us on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Yes, you know, I think
and
people...
And you can see more recipes, more, you know...
People, like, don't things. Care anymore to click on the likes, because we like almost everything on the Facebook is how many things you can like. But if you are on this website, just make Peter happy. Put a like on, you know, and buy button.
Yes.
And that's what will get you straight, you know, and show how to purchase this wonderful bottle of great, sweet, delicious alcohol that seems like a woman will love the most. But guys like this alcohol too.
Oh, yes. Oh,
why?
Well, guys like whatever women like, so.
Exactly.
They have no choice. Just honey. Honey. You know, guys have very sweet teeth.
Happy wife, happy life.
It's so true.
It's a nice video of Dumi. I'm going to post it on YouTube and on social media of Cuckoo as well. How he presented Cuckoo in the radio station he brought first time. Yeah. And he opened the bottle and people were trying and tasting. And they like, and DJs, and it was very crowded. They like, wow, what is this? What is this?
I really think you have a future on a radio station. Just go to DJs and make them happy. Just spread the good news about Cuckoo Liqueur. And everybody will enjoy before Christmas. Because that's the alcohol that everybody needs to make a goal to have one under the Christmas tree. And the packaging. And if you will be able to purchase special package, then you don't buy one. If you see the package, you just buy for your friends. Because they will have maybe harder time to find this alcohol. And
you will enjoy every sip of it. And to red wine drinkers, because I drink red wine, it's amazing on the side to cleanse the palate, go back and forth. Great pairing, especially, you know, chocolate and vino. Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing.
Well, we have a good time talking about
I just want to say
alcohol.
About the bottle, too. You were talking about the quality of it.
Yes.
It is a very thick bottle, and it's
yeah.
really, really well made
Heady.
And well designed. And when I first, you know, I think it was probably 2 years ago when I first met mm-hmm. Peter, you know, in the bottle. You'd think that there isn't a lot in there, but somehow they managed to squeeze a lot.
Yeah, one means
just
a lot.
Going and
750.
Going and going and going. And like you think, oh, maybe now there's not, and it.
It's
like,
still there.
Yeah. Still there.
And some people are asking you why you cannot see through. For your information, you can, because the chocolate under the lights, when the light penetration, it's changing the taste and the fermentation, everything.
Got it.
So that's why it needs to be.
We are learning something.
Science behind alcohol.
Yes, yes. First, I was like, you know, I want to see how much is in the bottle. But then I'm like, you know, like you said, wow, it's still there. You look inside.
It's real. This bottle is so
heavy.
And
the last drop is coming, you know.
It looks like it's never ending alcohol, because that's a very, very smart, you know, way of packaging this delicious, thick, unusual alcohol. Like I said, it's not thick like children dessert when you pour on the top. How do you call these toppings? Like chocolate toppings on ice cream. It's not like that at all. Is just smooth, but not too thick. Then it's just grown-up alcohol.
Yes.
That's all what I'm
yes.
saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are talking about partying, and you both met 2 years ago. I understand that Peter mainly enjoys to showcase the alcohol on the gatherings, dance parties, or big charitable events, and you are practically everywhere. When I'm looking at my Facebook, I'm seeing you for, you know, everywhere. And last time I saw you in some great, great clothing. What was the event with Runway?
Oh, yes, there was Fine Magazine Fashion.
Fine Magazine
Fashion event.
Gosh, no, they need to come
yes,
here.
Yes.
That was a pretty nice event. I saw girls and clothing and
nice
long,
event.
Beautiful dresses. That was a great event. But now, yes, looks like our guests, they are still not here. But we need to mention about an event
yes.
that you will be just joining. The company's name is Kiss the Monkeys. Yes. Very unusual name. I don't want to talk too much about them because hopefully they will be back, and maybe after the event we would love to find out much more about this cool organization. Mm-hmm. And this is I can little tell them this is event in Evolutionist Summit. Evolutionist Summit.
Yes.
And this event is
21st on Saturday, this Saturday, and it's a big event, like, you know, gala, all networking people from all over Los Angeles, members of Kiss the Monkeys.
Wonderful. Then, you know, I can read a little bit because I just don't want to say something outside of owners who are supposed to be here, but we have no way to talk to them. But Kiss the Monkeys is not just a network of professionals, entertainers, philanthropists, and entrepreneurs. They call themselves movement. In the way we organize events such as charity, fundraisers, workshops, concerts,
yes,
seminars, and fashion shows that connect community professionally and socially. Then, and there's lots of more to this organization. I think it's a very, very cool organization. I wish they're here with us, but you are there on Saturday.
Yes,
Saturday.
Then, as well.
Then you'll be, and Dumi, you are there too.
Yes, I will be capturing some special moments.
And I understand that will be big, big event. How are you preparing yourself for an event like that? How many bottles do you think you need to take with you?
Oh, you know, I already got experience for many big events and, you know, festivals, Cuban festival, like 1,500 people. So,
wow.
You know, I just need to know the size of the event and I'm just going to fit in. This should be, I don't know how many people, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be around 300 or more.
Wow.
People, and it's a big, nice mansion.
And they can purchase alcohol in this place too, the bottle? Or this is exclusively open bar and they would just know you?
They can purchase, they can, you know, have a drinks, and we have different specials, those signatures. I'm going to make tiramisu, which is amazing, ground coffee.
Gosh,
this is my favorite.
Dessert, the tiramisu is my preferable one.
And cuckoo coconut with the shaved coconuts around, so not mention fruits and then banana shots.
Also, maybe you can even take Dumi for the Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles.
Of course.
You know, you need to introduce Dumi to Władek, because
that's
from different perspective, and we need this festival to be promoted everywhere. Is in
like
October.
Fun.
Yeah, six of special opening night has red carpet in Egyptian Theater, has 600 minimum people, gorgeous people, perfectly clothed, and you are there every year.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I think that a lot of people are going to the show just to maybe try and just meet you again and just buy another bottle.
Yes, of course.
It's our only one that people know you are there every year. We love you there. Yeah, it's like I cannot imagine a Polish Film Festival LA and not having you on the festival with this gorgeous
Polish recipe on Polish festival.
Yes, liquor
festival.
Yes, wonderful old-fashioned alcohol that just breaks, our taste as a modern, something very, very modern, especially in combination that you offer to us.
Yeah.
Okay, Dumi, I need to know more about you.
Okay.
When did you came to America?
So, born in Seattle, but I've been back and forth. I did live in Zimbabwe for about 10 years.
Then when? When did you... Mama took you right away after giving birth? Son?
No, it was... So, I was born in 82, and then it was 1990. We had actually been back to Zimbabwe a couple times, but my dad was the one who actually really decided. He was just like, you guys are going to go live in another part of the world, you know?
Nothing wrong with that. I think, I'm sure from the perspective, do you think that was wrong or you were happy that daddy took you
at
there?
At the time we were kicking and screaming.
Of course.
But as an adult, I definitely appreciate it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My father was he had a PhD, so he was lecturing at the University of Washington.
Okay.
And his contract expired. Of course, they offered him a new contract. He had a contract from a university in Hawaii.
Wow.
And, of course, University of Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And he's like, we're going back home. We're like, let's go to Hawaii.
But do you, what language they speak?
So Shona is the main native language, I guess. It's a dialect of Swahili.
Okay.
Most schools and everything else like that are taught in English. And then there's also Ndebele. Now Ndebele is a dialect of like Zulu.
Did you have a chance to learn one of these dialects?
Shona for sure.
Now, how many years you like stayed through this visit when you came back? How many years stayed in Zimbabwe?
That was 10 years.
That
was a long time.
You had no choice. You needed to learn.
That was a long time. Oh, there, I learned Shona then. And then now...
That's a good experience too for you.
Yeah, great experience. And then another thing with nowadays is that, like, if it was back in my father's days, like when he was brought to America, it's kind of hard to keep speaking the language because, you know, you'd have to, like, call home all the time or something. Yeah. But now with the internet.
Oh, so easy.
I mean, all I need to do is just go onto Zimbabwean websites. You know, if any Shona that I forgot, I'm reminded about it because it's right there.
Is daddy so here with easy. Mommy?
So both my parents passed away.
Oh, I'm so
sorry.
So,
yeah. But, me too. You know, that's life, you know.
And your brother, you mentioned you had brother, yes?
Yeah, so...
Is he here? Or
my brother is actually right now doing another radio interview in Hollywood right now. But
what is he doing? So,
he does music.
We want to know him.
Yeah, his name is Zni. Spelled Zni.
That's a cool name.
Zni.
What type of music he's creating?
So I would say pop, like a hip-hop pop kind of. He used to just rap, and he used to just be a rapper. That was like maybe 8 or so
years ago. We'll promote him.
But
come back with your brother.
Yeah, I'm sure
we'll give him some promotion.
He lives in Seattle. Yes. So he just comes down and everything.
Okay.
But we'll make it happen.
You organize and you know. My daughter was born in Seattle. I was living in Seattle for the first few years in America. Then I know this town very, very well. But nothing like LA.
Gotcha. Yeah, hey, I love LA. And you know, even with him, he's always coming down here because he knows where it's at. So
he's happy that you're here.
They have a few long nights in Seattle, you know, when it comes to the summer, and then it's too much rain. But anyway, yes, it's very nice. What is his name again?
Zni.
Zni. I love it. Zni.
Yeah.
What a cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we are talking to Dumi of the company name.
LA Club Picks. So it's just laclubpicks.com.
Good. People can go and see your pictures there. And if they want to get you and your cameras, we have your cameras here too, they can just write to you.
There's all kinds of ways to contact me on the website itself.
And you are also on Facebook, I'm sure.
And on Facebook, everything. Instagram, Facebook, it's
good.
All
I have your business
LA
card after
yeah.
the show when I will get the links to the listening or downloading the show. We will post a link to your Facebook too. Then people can find you easier way. Okay, no, we are all friends right now. I'm just so excited. I'm a singer-songwriter. I love dance music.
Mm-hmm.
I write everything, but maybe I will play something for you and both of you because I think the song is pretty cool. It's called Eternal Keys and it's done by Clap Jump. Jumpers from UK. Okay, Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss. We'll be right back. Eternal Kiss with Ilona Europa on Elitek Radio Accent On with Cuckoo Liqueur, his owner and founder, Peter Wrubel, Piotr Wrubel of LA right now, not yes. Chicago anymore. And we have also in studio with us Mr. Dumi. Please.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Turn the tables on you a little bit. What was your involvement with that song?
I wrote, I sang.
Wow. Such a great song.
Thank you so much. I have a lot of dance music, and I'm charting in a very unusual way.
There we go.
Against very big names, but because I'm independent artist.
Yeah.
And DJs love my music because it's very Euro. And I got stuck for almost 15 years doing exclusively electronica and dance with a lot of very, very known DJs in America. Yeah. And some of them were really charting very, very highly, even went to Billboard charts. But like I say, never got signed by big record company. Then, getting older is really fun in a way, especially when you have Cuckoo Liqueur with you. Then style of music is changing and I'm coming back to singer-songwriter
style. Forever young, are you kidding me?
I know, yes, and it's so much fun to even remember that a few years ago I created with previous company the wine that was packaged with 12 of my songs also, that was called Dance the Night Away, and was especially this type of music was in addition to the beautiful package with the wine inside. And I don't know, I didn't release this album yet because life goes funky way. And another was Romantic Evening for another wine. But was very beautiful and sensual music, very gentle, because I really think the music goes beautifully with alcohol, whatever sweet alcohol.
Perfect
and
combination.
Yeah, it's a very good gift. But somehow, somewhere, maybe because people don't buy any more CDs, but I still believe if you give somebody something of that matters to you, mm-hmm. and music especially, the memories of the party, memories of gathering, and music together is something the best, I'm hoping people start coming back to enjoying their own, whatever this next CD idea will be, packaged small or big. I'm missing CDs. Do
yeah.
you?
Nobody. Well, so I was actually on my way here listening to Spotify, right?
Yeah.
And I love the convenience of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that you can have all the songs you want just on your phone or whatever, right? Yeah. That's great. But I feel like we're now missing out on, number one, the credits.
Yes.
Because I used to love reading credits.
Absolutely. And having the hands and library. Like,
And I think that's something they can do. They can do it because, on every song they have an options thing. They can just include a credits option.
Yeah.
So why not do it?
Something's missing. Yes.
And then we're also missing out on like the thank yous and stuff like that.
Who
that people
did
used to put. Mm-hmm. They would always have the thank yous on albums at the
little
end and everything.
Story
on
or the
album
picture.
Covers.
Oh, gosh.
We still get to see the album cover.
And young people will never know. They will never get to touch
that full
this same way.
Experience, I know. And the thank yous. I think the thank yous were really great.
Then please, everybody, we need to go back to printing cheap CD. They don't need to cost so much money. Then find the people somehow way to create $5 CD with 12 songs or whatever. Artists will be very happy to give away a nice package, and especially then when you can build together as a present with this gorgeous alcohol until Peter will decide to create a bottle that has music inside and plays music. I don't know.
It's going to be only one music. Cuckoo.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. You have different music. But we want memories. And thank you so much for liking my song. I really enjoyed this one. And like I said, it was really done very well by UK DJs. And it's played wherever they play, but for sure he's played very well, and I have many songs like that.
I really like it.
Thank you. Okay, Peter. Okay, I'm saying what next? Next is a Saturday. Saturday we have this big event with Kiss the Monkeys. And people, if you want to know more about the event, you have a lot of people, smart people there. They gather and they want to meet. It's around 300 people gatherings. Maybe after next Monday or next Monday we'll have back the owners of this company, and they will just bring back memories of this event together with you. Maybe we'll bring them next month when you are here. Then we'll talk what's new there. What is after?
Oh, I have a lot of events coming out. You know, mostly I'm targeting right now on retails and stores and bigger locations so I can move the product. So this is my priority. And, of course, you know, I'm also in Detroit, in Chicago, on the East Coast.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you travel with all these bottles? How does this work?
Oh, no, I don't travel with bottles.
How does it work?
Bottles goes one way, I go.
But still, you know, that's like no, not easy, like banned. No, you need to have
no, today transportation, boxes. Everything, so it's not no problem. I was last year like 5 months in the East Coast.
Mostly they're flying or you are...
I'm flying.
But the bottles are flying too.
No, bottles are...
driving?
Driving, yeah.
With like... No, come on, I know nothing about this type of business. Is it like a refrigerator
yes,
in the cars?
Yes.
And need to be certain
the car,
temperature?
Now they use the trains, which is better. So like the whole fridge train just get to the, you know, city. And then on this, in the city, they just, you know, unload on their trucks and they just deliver wherever they need to deliver. So
how many people are helping you when you have events with 400 people, 300 people? How many people you need to have with you? Outside of Kozlami, who is there to make pictures?
You know, two people, three people is fine. Depends, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
What I'm saying, I can
handle a lot. I would say that I came on Thursday, and I remember my aunt in Chicago put me in the bar, 300 people waiting. You know.
Oh my gosh.
I was three days in United States. Wow. She's like, oh, it's only 300. I was by myself in the bar. Oh, you know, I was much younger.
But what I'm going with this question, I'm trying to explain to people that we can hire Peter and his company to just create beautiful ambience with this amazing alcohol for the event that you have, whatever size the event is. You are loving big events, but you also loving the smaller events.
Oh, of course, I do a lot of private events. You know, even small people, like 30, 40 people, it's fine too. You know, if it's a good crowd and it's a great atmosphere, I have more time to talk about the product, to talk about my passion and introduce them the way they should be introduced. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know?
You just need to create a one link that is only cuckoo events, you know, the cuckoo time or something that people know.
It's coming.
That
in the future, we're going to have cuckoo events. I'm pretty sure about it.
And then next time we'll be opening the nightclub that is called Cuckoo Time. Come on,
cuckoo
you know, I'm
time,
just thinking branding and making something. Doesn't need to be big, but you can start renting nights in the clubs because, you know, just...
That's why we're collaborating together and, you know, and
yeah.
Dumi would say something.
So, there's an upcoming event. So I've been doing a lot of nightlife photography. Actually, nightlife photography is probably the first thing that really got me into photography as a professional. So that was maybe 5 years ago. But now, finally... we're hosting an event of our own.
Yes.
It's going to be every Friday at Sassafras in Hollywood.
What is Sassafras?
Sassafras, it's owned by the 1933 group. It's a, what can I say? It's like just like really nice. I like to say it's funky. It's a really funky place. It's got like a kind of old cowboy theme to it.
Okay.
They've got a couple different rooms in there. I can show you better than I can tell you, so go look at the pictures because we just did a launch on Saturday, just a, you know, soft launch kind of, and then we're going to do the official launch on the 3rd of August.
Okay, 3rd of August, and... is in what place again?
Sassafras. So it's
in Los Angeles or Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
So it's Hollywood. It's on Vine, and I want to say like Sunset, somewhere Sunset between Sunset and Santa Monica.
Okay.
Right in the middle there, and it's just, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about that. Of course, we're bringing in Cuckoo as well. We're going to be having it's going to be a red carpet event, because you know I don't want to do the event unless I can set up my red carpet. So
yes. You know, the memories. If you do something, make this so special that people will never forget.
Yeah. And we have a Grammy Award winning DJ as well. So, you know,
maybe I will send you Eternal Kiss with Cuckoo Liqueur and they can maybe play my song.
There you go. Oh, yeah. We can definitely that actually done.
Oh,
just
thank
consider
you.
It done.
I think
we
this song
that.
Never
uh-huh.
stops. People
definitely.
Really, really.
Yeah.
Will enjoy. I'm 100% sure.
I definitely know it's a song that we could
But we would love to promote your events. We would love to have your brother with us. And I'm so, so happy that Peter Vrubel from Cuckoo Liqueur Company and introduced me to you. And obviously, I am one of those who pairs people together. And maybe the gift princess will make the most sparkling, beautifully, you know, T-shirts the girls.
Quality, I like it. I like that.
She's
especially
really
in the
really
nightclub
good.
With the lights and stuff. This cuckoo.
And we can.
It'll definitely work. Perfect.
Yeah, we can create. Yes. You know, the sign need to be cuckoo also with the sparkles. But I think she did amazing job. Then colors, we can change it. Not every girl has the same colors. That would be like really party cuckoo time parties.
Yes.
Also
planning to have a cuckoo costumes, you know, for the girls or for the guys. It's going to be in the future.
Okay. Don't let me, because I'm really good with ideas too. We are very creative. But I know where your head is going. But we'll not tell on the air because somebody can hear and will steal our ideas. But wonderful. For today, if I can ask one more time for the links and websites that you can give people slowly.
Cuckoo Liqueur, KOOKOOLIQUEUR.com.
Okay, and Facebook, you can find under the same.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
And go and check, because I would like to mention also, I mentioned the first time, cuckoo can be used on anything. Of course, party shots as well, too, for the people who likes that. But a lot of chefs using cuckoo for cooking. Mm. You know, cuckoo is amazing with mole sauces and meat and stuff. Oh, yeah, I even tried to pour over gołąbki, the Polish stuffed cabbage. I was shocked. Gołąbki, I pour with this rice, I'm like, damn, this
because
is
cabbage is sweet. And the alcohol and the wine makes any sauce and anything adds very, very good stuff.
And I
don't.
Also, baking, people who
bake. Crispy meat, probably meat is probably very crispy on the top. Oh my gosh, you know, then you need
so
to.
So it's good to check the Facebook because we have a lot of going on and, you know, you can see more recipes.
And you know, whoever knows personally, lady's name is Vanderpump. We know Pump. We know her very, very well from TV. But I think this drink belongs to her new restaurant that she's opening right now. And we'll be trying to find somehow connection to her to introduce this great alcohol. Who knows, you know? We want cuckoo liqueur to be the alcohol of your choice because, like I mentioned, it's just sweet, it's delicious, it's not very, very hard liqueur, it's just pleasant and gentle, and it's just lovely.
Yes.
Lovely.
If you don't know what love is, try cuckoo.
And
there you go.
You took chocolate and alcohol. What else?
Like,
okay, we feel really, really happy. I'm almost on my tiny second one, and I'm very, very happy with it. It's enough for me, for sure, for today, until next month. But yeah, I have a bottle in home, then I'm joking. I have, if I need to. Then maybe, because we almost are done with the show, do me your... name of company one more time?
So it's LA Club Picks. It's the only thing that sometimes people think I got all creative and spelt it, just it's exactly like it sounds. Just LACLUBPICS.
Yeah. Okay.
LACLUBPICS.com.
Yeah, sounds easy. I know some people always
Some
think,
people they're always like, "Oh, did you put an X or something?" No, no, just
KS.
Simply.
Yeah. And I promise I will get links from Peter or Dumi, and they will send me link to Facebook or whatever he has. Then people can connect and check, especially your art because your pictures, I'm sure, are beautiful.
Did you
were studying here? Yes.
Studying
a college or something.
So I did college in Delaware, actually.
Oh.
Yes, lower Delaware. But it was great for college because there were no distractions.
And what did you study? What did you say? Communications.
Yeah, so I actually worked for a CBS affiliate out there. I did television and stuff like that. I just like the independence of working for yourself.
Absolutely.
So even you were talking about how you're independent, I respect that more than the people who are assigned to majors.
Yeah,
independence much better.
You're right, when you are creative, and yeah, some people like safety, and safety is good, especially when you are getting older.
I get that too.
You know what I'm saying? But wonderful, because you already ate from many plates. You just finding yourself, and seems like art and pictures and what you do. That's what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Outside of the nights that you create.
Yeah, I mean, the nightlife is just, I've got a couple other portfolios, but, you know, that's another show. But mainly nightlife for now, yes. that's what we're doing.
Now when you told us about another portfolio, we cannot find out about that. We want to know.
We got
for
other
sure.
portfolios. If you go onto the website, you'll see the main company, and then you'll see the other portfolios.
That's
there.
So lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, because you both know each other 2 years, and when you know somebody for 2 years and still smile and like to work with them,
you're looking for another. 22.
Yeah, there we go.
Congratulations.
And I'm still very good friends with the person who introduced us as well. Yes. And, you know, I met her the same night as well, and then she introduced us, and, like, it's just been, like,
I love that. Friendships.
Yes, it's important.
The Queen Alin, that's her name. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I like interesting people.
Celebrity chef.
Oh, what? Oh my, we want her. Bring the celebrity chef.
Yeah.
She will know a wonderful gentleman that I know, Scott Liefrit of Hell's Kitchen. He was the sous chef, and he was our client for many, many years. And I got a story. Then when it comes to celebrity chefs, many years I was working with wonderful people. Then I would love to have her. We'll be talking food. We'll be talking, you know, her career, if she has time, if she's here, not in Seattle. She's here.
She's actually moved to Houston, but
look,
she comes
you.
All the time.
Yeah,
you know, we got to be connected all over.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Whatever we go. Yes.
Wherever we go, we got somewhere to land.
Okay, I love you guys so much.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be having Peter Vrubel from Cuckoo Liqueur next month, and hopefully he will tell us how this Saturday event with Kiss the Monkeys went, and maybe they will come back to us. We are so sorry they couldn't make it today, because I know it's nothing worse when you expect somebody and they probably are very nervous. But yeah, all is okay. We are here, and we'll make a place in our show for them anytime when they would like to visit us. For right now, thank you so much.
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo! Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, and I'm hoping to hear and see everybody next week. Thank you so much. Next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.